The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Ronji, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, friends and foes. We welcome everybody. We love all of you equally.
We love all of you, even the haters and losers.
Yeah. What did he say? Was it like happy 9/11 or something like
that? Yeah.
I don't know.
It was happy 9/11 to even the haters and losers.
Something like that.
But I do think my Christmas card this year might say, Merry Christmas, even to the haters and losers. I kind of love it.
I'm into it. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ronji, good morning. We're glad you're with us today. It's a short day, and we'll tell you why in just a moment.
It's a short show. The day is still 24 hours.
Correct, but yes. We're actually on the downside now. In terms of length of days,
yeah,
they're getting shorter and shorter now.
Sunlight.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But we're still 24 hours.
Still 24
yes.
hours.
I'm saying the sunlight, the daytime part.
The daytime. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Versus nighttime.
314-436-7900. Odyssey app. Voice messages. Leave them there. Did you know you can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter? You know you find us on KMOX News or on our Twitter account. And if you're not following it, you are in serious trouble. It is at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, the House of Representatives has now taken up the big, beautiful bill, but apparently it's not called that anymore. We still can't figure out what it's called.
But it's not that.
No.
And Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has responded to KMOX reporter Maria Kina's Walgreens story about them being closed during regular business hours and people not being able to pick up their prescriptions. The thing is, the attorney general needs your complaints to pursue an investigation. We have more information on that.
KMOX.com. The story is there. We encourage you to go there.
And also, complain.
And complain. We love complaints. Cardinals finally lose to Paul Skeens.
I guess it had to happen.
At some point. And they are going to play at 11:35 today. So the Cardinals have been shut out on back-to-back days by the Pittsburgh Pirates, who continue to roll for some reason.
Why are the Pirates so good right now?
I don't know. It could just be one of those things where, you know, teams will have a stretch where they look pretty good. You know, not the Rockies. They haven't had any of those. The White Sox last year didn't have any of those. But the Pirates right now have won five straight games.
The Rockies still on pace to be the worst team in the history of Major League Baseball?
Currently, yes. Somehow, that was the one insane. Of the most amazing things is that we had the worst baseball team ever last year. Yeah. And you think, well, that's historically yes. bad. That's not going to happen for a while again. And it's immediately been followed up by an even worse season from a different team.
Which is kind of interesting. In some ways, I feel like we've buried the lead with that. When it comes to the story of the Rockies being so bad,
mm-hmm.
it's not so much what are the chances that they're that bad, but what are the chances that the two worst teams in the history of the league were back-to-back seasons, different teams.
Not good odds.
What does that mean? Does that mean anything about baseball?
May mean end of the world or something.
Well, I mean the way the league is set up.
No.
Mean anything bigger?
No, I think it's a fluke. Just a fluke that this happened.
But aren't there anti-tanking rules now?
Well, not really. It's just a little harder to tank than it used to be. But it's still easy. If you want to tear down your team and rebuild and do all that, you can.
Yeah.
You know, you just, it's a little more difficult. But it's not impossible. Like, the Cardinals could do it if they wanted to. If they wanted to just say, hey, we are completely tearing down and starting over, ripping it down to the studs, they could. There are a couple problems. One, you're not necessarily guaranteed that it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it might take a very long time. So those are the only possible downsides
to
doing it.
It's incredibly difficult, but not as difficult as your move is going.
Well, I'm all moved in. I have all of my stuff moved in.
Why are you sleeping on the floor?
I'm sleeping on an air mattress.
Which is like sleeping on the floor slowly.
So for any of you who have moved at any time in the recent past, but let us know if it's the worst experience of your life. Because it just absolutely is the worst thing that you can go through, other than like a terrible medical procedure or something. It is awful. I hate moving. I hate everything about it. Mm-hmm. I hate packing. I hate unpacking. And my place right now is an absolute disaster. You cannot walk in it. And the worst part is I got to be gone for the weekend, you know, or at least for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Next few days. And now I can't unpack.
You can't pack because
now
you can't
I have to
unpack.
Go through stuff to find things that I need to take with me for this little trip that I'm going. It's not even, it's just a little trip.
Oh my gosh, it's to Chicago.
Yeah, for a wedding.
We did have a texter, I forgot, on Monday when Brad Young filled in for you. A texter asked, do you think Ranji's wife and kids from Chicago helped him move?
No, they're useless.
Yeah.
Absolutely useless.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything
for
me.
In the Windy City.
They are. They're in the Windy City. Useless. And now, so like, that's the worst. I finally have gotten everything. I want to start to settle in, but now I have to do all this. And I don't know where anything is because I'm not an efficient packer.
No, he's not. Or unpacker. And
so
he's
now
an
I have
overpacker.
To, now I have to, instead of doing the things I want to do, like, I don't know, setting up my bed frame and putting the mattress on it so I could sleep.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, get drunk with my bros. That's
no, so that's the first thing I want to do is that, but I can't because now I have to go through everything to find where I didn't label things. I don't label
it's
boxes.
Insane. So can I just tell you, when I packed, ladies and gentlemen, I know that I'm a hot mess, and I think even Matt Pajeski, who I thought was on my side and I thought was a friend, said that somehow I give off an aura of chaos or I manifest chaos.
It's true.
I don't know. But when I moved, not only was I organized and I packed everything in clear plastic boxes, but I labeled the clear plastic boxes.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a smooth move. Not only was the move smooth, but my house is automatically organized because I everything was in clear boxes. I could see what I was working with, what goes in the basement, what goes in the kitchen, what goes in the bedroom. Like, I think that this move might have been my proudest moment. Ostensibly, it's downhill from here. I think I've peaked. But I mean, like, I took a picture of it to send to Michael Kelly because I knew he would be so proud of my clear boxes.
I tell you what, part of me wants to take a picture of what my place looks like right now and send it to you guys, because it is.
You need to do it.
It's unbelievable.
You a picture of my basement and how the clear boxes are so. And it's not even stuff, because I don't have a lot of stuff. I've moved like 6 times in however many years, because I went from different apartments and so forth. And it's not even stuff. It's like dishes. I have some nice platters and dishes that I, one day when I cook and have friends and have them over, I'll be able to serve. And then also like winter clothes, maybe like ski clothes that you don't keep in your closet.
Right.
So it's not even stuff, which I love. I purge. My problem is I purge too much too quickly. Sometimes I get rid of stuff that I still need.
Amy, I purged so much. I've taken stuff to Salvation Army, to Goodwill, to Remains, the place that takes clothing that's not really wearable anymore.
Okay. I was going to say Remains is not a flattering name.
Remains is, it's on Morganford, and it's a really cool place. Like, they will recycle textiles. So like they can't be reused, then they will turn it into something like rags or something. Right.
That's
so
a good idea.
I think it's a cool place. So I've taken stuff there. I have taken stuff to the dumpster. So much stuff to the dumpster. And I still have a million. I don't know how.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And anyway.
314-436-7900. If you have any moving tips for Chris Ranji here, text us.
Harambe texted in and said, Harambe here. Yeah. Glory be to the haters and losers. Also, he says, I hate moving so bad. That's why I'm not getting a divorce. I don't want to move again. Benji Molina joins the show at 9:15. That's coming up next. We're going to talk to him about Cardinals baseball when we come back on KMOX.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went a blast. Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We should let you know there's a little bit of breaking news, though. The verdict has been reached in all counts in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. And there we are waiting for the verdicts to be read. Well, we don't have that. It's supposed to happen soon. But the jury has reached a verdict on Puffy, which I have. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and it was the only time we talked about it, because we just for me, it's something about him. Like, I just don't have any interest in him. I have interest in what he allegedly did, and he seems like a total scumbag, and he should, if he did all of this stuff, which I admittedly had not paid close attention to, he should face justice over it, because it's serious. All that stuff is very serious.
Right. Him as his celebrity, I don't care about his celebrity.
That's why I haven't followed it so strongly.
And part of it is that, and part of it is I have a really... really difficult time. I mean, I will use the word like triggering, right?
I have
a really
difficult
time with sexual violence, sexual crimes. And unfortunately, I heard a little bit too much. I had a hairstylist who was like, "Are you following this?" And I said, "No, here's the reason why." And she's like, "Oh, well, yeah, it's terrible." And then like gave me too many details. And which I mean, in some ways, I'm glad, because I don't want to turn a blind eye to suffering. And I know there's suffering out there, but it was... on all accounts, he is an evil person.
Sounds like it. Yeah. I mean, who knows for sure? And that's what this whole trial has been about.
But there were so many witnesses. Even like, who's the famous singer who, was it Pharrell? Or one of those guys that had to testify.
Did Pharrell testify?
Sorry, who would be a guy like Pharrell? Like one of those...
I'm not sure. Yeah. Like producer performer
singers,
type? I'm not exactly sure. But he's facing one count of racketeering conspiracy, two counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. So this is all of the stuff that he is facing. And what's weird about him is that 4 years, like if you just go back and watch interviews from before this trial started, before any of the accusations really came out, you would see people who were celebrities who knew him, who would make these... comments like, "Oh, I want to go to a Diddy party," stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like there was this secrets or rumors about what he must have been like, or hearing weird things about him that clearly people who are celebrities knew about it or had, you know, had heard something about him. So for all this to be happening now, it's not really all that surprising. But it is interesting. You go back and watch like an interview from 10 years ago. Talking to some different celebrity, and they make a comment about a Diddy party. Don't want to be caught at one of those. Yeah. Or, I was invited, and I said, "Nope, that's not for me."
Well,
now you find out potentially why.
Yeah, and again, this person who was telling me the details is the opposite of a prude, right? She's not me. And she was saying that the witnesses, people who were involved, some stayed quiet because of physical intimidation and fear, or monetary intimidation or blackmail, whatever it is, because so many people were involved. She said that it was, the word that kept coming up in the trial was demonic. Like he was so insane and evil at these things.
And this is a thing that I think needs to be restated every now and then. I think that we are better about being aware of it, but maybe still not where we need to be. That a lot of times when a woman accuses a man of having done something, you know, rape, sexual assault, what physical abuse, whatever, a lot of times we default, and especially if they're a celebrity, we default to, "Oh, she's trying to extort him," or "She's trying to get something out of it. She's just, you know, saying all this stuff and there's nothing behind it." When that is very rare. It does happen. It does happen that a woman will falsely accuse somebody of something they did not do, but it's pretty rare. You have to think about all the stuff you have to go through just to accuse somebody of assault, and like people have to believe you, and then all the scrutiny you get. Like there's a there's a lot that you have to go through. So to just say...
Well, no. I mean, I know. I mean, I absolutely know. And I understand 100% when people say, why didn't the woman speak out sooner? Why didn't
fear.
She say something?
It could be a number of things.
It's so many things, Ronj. It's a power dynamic. It's knowing that your life is going to be a living hell. Remember when the woman... Erica Kinsman accused Jameis Winston, who was the Heisman Trophy winner at the time of rape. She was told, you can go after America's sweetheart if you want. You can go after the Heisman Trophy winner, but your life will be a living hell. You'll get death threats. People will stalk you. They will hate you. They will call you a liar. And again, that's why eventually he was never criminally charged or disciplined by the university. They did later settle a civil lawsuit. But I am telling you, if you are a woman... who is going to accuse a man in power, specifically an athlete who people love, your life will be a living hell. You already feel shame. You feel violated. And you're thinking, I just want this to go away. I want it to go away. What can I do to make this go away? And a lot of times that is like just removing yourself from the situation, being quiet, or not bringing charges. The bravery of women who actually speak up blows my mind, because I'm telling you, never in a big situation, never in a professional situation, but I was uncomfortable with something when I was younger, like 19, 20 years old. It took forever. I was like, oh, this person doesn't mean it, doesn't mean it. Finally, I told a man, like, hey, this is happening, and I'm super uncomfortable. And he goes, okay. He's like, well, can you give me more details? And of course, I was 19, 20 years old, didn't want to tell creepy details to this 45-year-old man. He goes, because if you're just being sensitive, this guy won't be able to work in Missouri again, because he already has a charge against him or a conviction. So he'll lose his job and he'll have to move. And I'm 19 years old going, oh, well, maybe he didn't mean it. And so guess what happened? I never went back to that place. This was a huge part of my life, that I went to this place, engaged in sport 2 times a week, and I never went back. So that's me with someone who's not even famous, because some other men said, well, he'll lose his job, and then I felt bad.
So, and the bottom line there is, you can't just dismiss right out of hand an accusation because you don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
Right. So if there's an athlete that you love, I remember when I was in Chicago 10 years ago, when the whole Patrick Kane thing happened, where he was accused of rape by a woman in New York. And I don't know if he did or not, but how quick everybody was to just say, oh, she's a liar and she's trying to extort him or this, that. And they just wanted to go to bat for Patrick Kane because he won them a bunch of Stanley Cups. And I get that. That's fandom, and you just don't want to believe that a player or a celebrity that you like and has done something for you as a fan, right? I mean, winning a Stanley Cup for you is a very big deal if you are a diehard Blackhawks fan, or if you're a Blues fan or whatever. We know how big of a deal that is. So you don't want to find out that one of your favorite players has done something like that. So you'll immediately try to justify it and say, no, there's no way. There's no way he would do that. Because there's a lot of dissonance in having to believe this guy you adore isn't an upstanding person, right? You don't want to have to believe that. So the amount of people who went to bat for him right away without even saying, hey, let's just wait and find out what's going on here.
Speaking of finding out what's going on.
Yeah, Debbie Monterey has stepped in from the KMOX newsroom and has some news for us.
Well, I will have more details for you a little bit later, but the verdict is down from the Sean Diddy Combs trial. Yep. So he has been found not guilty on the most serious of charges, the racketeering one, which is the one that they had been debating much longer than the others. They did find him guilty on 2 counts. So I should have the whole rundown for you in just a little bit. But it does look like he could face some time in prison, according to the 2 counts that he was found guilty of. So, but the most serious one of racketeering.
Racketeering conspiracy, that
racketeering one? Conspiracy was a not guilty, which I don't think was a surprise.
And the others are 2 counts of sex trafficking by force. That's one. And then transportation to engage in prostitution is the other. So
it could be, I mean, If he's not a famous person, it could be decades in prison, but we'll see what happens to Sean Diddy Combs. But yes, that just came down, so I wanted to let you guys know.
So he was found guilty, sorry, because there were five counts.
Him,
and so he was found guilty of
two, but not the most serious one.
Yeah.
And, you know, the defense had said the whole time, they have proven that he's not a great guy, but they have not proven that he is guilty of racketeering and conspiracy.
Yes. And that was the defense was kind of like, listen, he's a freak. He's a weirdo, you know, but that's not illegal to be a freak and a weirdo. They didn't have a defense like he would never do this. It was really just he's a freak and a weirdo. What can you do? I also still think it's insane that one of his defense attorneys stepped down because he said, this case, I want nothing to do with this case. That attorney was Osama bin Laden's attorney.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When Osama bin Laden's attorney is like,
I think it would have been really difficult to be a juror on this trial and having to see all of the videos and hearing all of the graphic details about everything that went on. I also feel like, you know, you can't have a photographer in this particular court case. And I don't know where they're getting the court artist because it looks nothing like Sean Diddy Combs. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed.
You know, just a little sidebar here. I would like to be a courtroom artist because I don't think there's any requirement that you're good at it.
Do you have some chalk or crayons?
They're usually really, and they're really bad.
Just didn't look anything
almost
like
always.
Him. I was like, if you just saw that drawing of Sean Diddy Combs that they were showing on the news today, you would never have, like, who is this? You'd be like,
it's an abstract artist.
I don't know.
I bet we're the only outlet with that take. I think, honestly, the biggest story here is this courtroom artist.
All right. So anyway, the big news is the jury verdict is in and guilty on two counts, but not the most serious. So we'll have more details throughout the rest of the morning.
Debbie Monterey.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
I always feel more important when the newsroom comes in, when Debbie Monterey comes in.
It's like something has happened.
But yeah. Because we're not reporters.
Well, no.
We're just opinion givers.
No, that's correct. We really are. And you look out the window and you think, it's sunny, so it's not storm mode. So they're not coming in here for storm mode. Something else must have happened. I love breaking news. And you can only get it here on 104.1 FM KMOX. When we come back, two childless people here are going to help you become a better sports parent. We'll talk to Jonathan Carone.
Sounds so sad when you put it that way.
We are childless people, Amy. Jonathan Carone is a creator of the Healthy Sports Parents podcast. We talked to him before. He's really good, and he's next on KMOX.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, here's what we know. All you sports parents, just awful. And some sports worse than others. What did we come to the conclusion?
Baseball.
Baseball
was
parents.
Overwhelmingly, according to our very, very scientific Twitter poll.
Right. From a couple of weeks ago, we asked who was the worst sports parent: baseball, football, hockey,
basketball,
soccer, I think.
Oh, soccer.
Or no, maybe it was whatever. But baseball came out on top.
Yeah.
And it won by quite a bit. And we just want you to become a better sports parent. And who better to tell you about how you should raise your kids than Amy and I, who don't have kids. So we've decided to bring in some help. Jonathan Caron is the creator of the Healthy Sports Parents podcast, also a social platform helping parents lead their kids through youth sports without losing their minds. And Jonathan is with us again on KMOX. Jonathan, good to have you. How are you?
I am good. I'm just laughing at the idea of giving parents advice, because why do we even do this? Like,
well,
they're not going to listen.
Well,
maybe they will.
Who's going to listen to two people who don't have kids like Amy and me?
Here's what I said last time. Your kid's not special. They're not going to make it.
Right.
Go. You know, don't go to that stupid Mother's Day tournament. Stay home with mom. Your kid's not special. Was that the wrong thing to say, Jonathan?
Wrong, maybe not the wrong thing, maybe the wrong way.
Okay,
let's talk the truth, though. Like, 2% of elementary age kids are going to play in college. 2% of elementary,
wow.
It's actually less than 2% of elementary age kids. If mom wants to go to Mother's Day tournament because she likes watching son or daughter play, sure, let's do it. But if mom is going to that tournament because Uncle Rico, the coach, can't let his career go and is forcing a group of 10-year-olds to go play on Mother's Day, then that's our issue.
Yeah. Yeah. We were actually just talking to someone, and there are sports tryouts going on, and it's that elementary grade school, earlier than high school. And parents think that their professional careers or their kids' college careers will be ruined because of something that happens in fifth grade.
Yeah, they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the reality. Like, all joking aside, there are areas in our country where if you go to a large high school, some of that stuff can get decided on at younger ages. It should not happen, but it does. When certain coaches with the wrong approaches get in at the high school level and they have club programs they work with, it happens that way. The average high school in America is only 1,500 kids, though. So most, or at least half, your high schools are less than that. In those situations, it's not determined in elementary school. At the same time, I've been as tall as I am right now since I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
I was the giant playing basketball and baseball in second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. I haven't grown since eighth grade. So I couldn't, like, yeah, I was really good in fifth grade, but by the time we got to ninth grade, you can't be a 6 foot center in high school basketball when everyone else is 6'4". So puberty's gonna sort it out anyways. So what I tell everybody, keep your kid playing, let them have as much fun as humanly possible, and then let genetics and their growth determine the rest. Because if they love the game, that will make them want to work at it. And if they grow into their body, that's when all of this actually starts determining things.
Yep.
So at fifth grade, like, the fifth grade prodigy is rarely the kid in 12th grade who's still above everybody.
Yeah.
So I umpired youth baseball for a while, For a few years. And that's probably where I have such strong opinions about it, because I've seen it from that end.
Didn't a parent throw a ball at you?
She threw a baseball at me.
Yeah.
I've had this argument with other people who didn't umpire or officiate basketball or anything. And when parents yell at umpires or officials, one of the arguments I get is, well, that umpire blowing that call, that can affect my kid's ability to get recruited, or, you know, for a college to see them or something like that. And my argument back to them is, no, it doesn't. Because if there are scouts in the crowd to see your kid, his talent or her talent is going to shine through regardless of the officiating. That's true, right?
Yes. And can I give you a different perspective totally on that?
Yeah.
You losing your mind at an umpire is actually going to impact a coach wanting your kid to play for them more than the umpire's bad call.
Yeah,
because coaches recruit families. And does that coach want to deal with the overly emotional mom or dad for the next 4 to 5 years? If there's a kid who's equally as talented and his parents are more sane on the sidelines, they're going to choose the other kid over you because of the way you act on the sideline. So a good coach can see through a bad call on the field, but if you're acting a fool on the sidelines, that's going to leave an impression. And that goes all the way down to the elementary school level. Like if your kid is trying to get on a travel ball team and you are known as the crazy parent, unless your kid is head and shoulders above the other kids, your actions are going to ding your kid and their ability to get on that team because the coach doesn't want to deal with you.
Jonathan, to that point with parents blowing up at umpires or even really pushing their kids to play a single sport year-round, travel, I don't have the numbers. I haven't seen these numbers, but I would guess that burnout disrupts college careers more than like a missed opportunity because of a blown call. Like my guess would be that kids getting burned out at the age of 11 or at 14 or 15, that's going to end their careers more than anything else.
Yeah, I saw a friend of mine posted this on Instagram the other day. She said that kids are getting burnout and quitting their sports at younger ages than when we started playing the sports.
Oh, wow.
I didn't start playing. My local rec league growing up didn't start playing basketball until fourth grade, because kids under fourth grade, really, the ball is too heavy and the goal is too high to really play basketball. You can throw a ball at a hoop and dribble and those things, but until you get to that third, fourth grade area, the size of the game, you can't really do too much. And we've got kids starting basketball at 4 years old now. And I'll use my son as an example. He is going into third grade. He played basketball for one season in first grade. They used the female size basketball, 27 and a half inch or whatever it is. So the ball was still a little too heavy for him, and they used 9 foot goals. So these little 6 and 7 year olds are shooting a heavy ball into 9 foot goals. The final score was like 6-4. And at the same time, like Owen, his little math brain, he sees shapes in his head. And so he's going to get open on the court, and he's standing on the wing wide open. And he can't understand why no one's passing him the ball. And I had to tell him, like, Owen, they can't throw across the court. They're not strong enough yet. They can't throw from the top of the key to the wing to pass you the ball without it getting intercepted. And he mentally couldn't understand that at 7 years old. So I'm kind of forcing him to play this winter because he likes playing in the driveway. But he has such a bad taste in his mouth from first grade that – he doesn't think he's going to like it now in third grade, when I'm hoping he will. But if he wouldn't have started playing until third or fourth grade like I did, then I guarantee you he would have had a better experience with the game, because it would have been more physically – he would have been more physically ready to play it. So, yes, we've got fourth graders playing 100 baseball games in a year.
Oh, My gosh.
So, yeah.
That's insane.
I think the last time we talked, and this was months ago, that I was in an Uber once, and the driver was telling me that his son plays travel baseball. And he said that his son had played 150 games in a year. And like, I thought that is a lot of games. It might have been more than that even. So I'm wondering about burnout. If you're a parent, how can you identify burnout if your kid doesn't say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore? Or and maybe you're just, you know, as a parent, you're into it and you want to do all this stuff and, you know, you're maybe pushing him or her to play. Is there a way to somehow remove yourself from your desire for them to play and look at them and realize maybe they're not interested anymore?
So the hard part with that question is there's a difference in burnout and their interest changing. And I think we have to approach it differently, because I would bet the things you two are into today in 2025 are not the same things you were into in 2019. And so if we can change our interest over the course of 6 years, why do we think our 12-year-old is into the same thing they're into when they were six?
Yeah.
So we have to acknowledge that changing interest is different. But burnout is when the kid, like, you know, they still love the game. They just don't want to go to practice anymore. It's like, why don't you want to go, buddy? I don't know. I just don't want to go. That's different than like, I just don't like it anymore. When they can't pinpoint why they're tired of it or why they're not enjoying it anymore, there's a good chance burnout's there. If they can say this isn't fun because X, Y, Z, then their interests are changing. So that's the mental side of it, but the physical side of burnout too. Like, if your kid is tired all the time, they might need some rest.
Yeah.
If your kid is 13 years old and has a nagging injury, their ankle just keeps hurting them. 13-year-old bodies are pretty resilient. If they're complaining about the same injury over and over, then their body is telling them they need a break from whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make you heroic to push through an injury at 13 years old. Like, let's take care of our body. And then, like, we're not playing for an NCAA championship. It doesn't, like, pushing through a tournament in Myrtle Beach or at the Ozarks or something like that at 12 years old, that doesn't make you a hero. That just sets you up for a long-term injury.
Jonathan Carone, creator of the Healthy Sports Parents, a podcast and social platform helping parents lead their kids through youth sports without losing their mind. Really important stuff. Would love to have you on yet again to continue the conversation, because I know a lot of parents feel a lot of pressure. It can be a tough situation.
I'm here whenever you want. Can I weigh in on the worst sports parent for a second?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
The individual sport, tennis, golf, whatever, who pulls their kid out of school to homeschool them so that they can train more during the day because they're not sitting in a classroom.
Okay.
Well,
that's pretty.
They pull them out of school so that they can train for 4 to 6 hours a day. Ooh.
We didn't make that an option. It was only baseball.
I know. I'm just telling you, because that exists.
We probably should.
Those people just, I don't get them.
Because if you're betting on that, you bet your kid better be good.
Yeah.
Right.
For every Olympic gymnast, they're 99%.
And you better have a lot of money for therapy. That's because they're going to need it.
Jonathan, you're awesome, man. We really appreciate the conversation. We'll talk again soon. OK,
thanks, guys. Anytime.
Thank you.
Jonathan Carone, Healthy Sports Parents. There is a website, healthysportsparents.com. You can go there and it'll take you to all the places that you need to consume.
He had Steve Magnus on recently, who's a very famous. He left Nike. Steve did, you know, pretty famous sports figure who said there's no such thing as an elite 8-year-old.
That's
true. There's no such thing as an elite 8-year-old.
That's true.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Ronj, I follow these accounts that highlight moments in St. Louis history, and this one was from June 29th, 1980. So we just had the 45th anniversary where 40,000 fans packed Busch Stadium 2 for Super Jam 80. The lineup was Journey, Sammy Hagar, Judas Priest, April Wine, and Shooting Star. They said the official temperature that day was 92, but on the field, it was like 125
degrees.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
And people are packed on this field.
I couldn't think of anywhere worse to be.
Oh, it sounds
except
hot.
Maybe in the middle of a war.
Well, yeah.
Bullets are flying by your head.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
I have to pick. Like, which one do I not want to deal with? Oh, my God, that's awful. What year was that?
1980. So, 45 years ago, almost to the day, a couple days ago. So, I'm sure some of our listeners, maybe a couple of them, might have been there. You were too young.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely would not. I was three? Why did it take me so long to...
Because math is not your greatest skill. I also love this, unrelated, but in Great Britain, a lot, and maybe other people say this too, but I listen to a British podcast and they call it maths. Like there's different maths, like the science maths with an S.
Oh, geez.
Like he was not great at maths.
So apparently, Amy, this is from Daily Mail in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this story.
No.
And the title of the story, the subject is Vet Issues Urgent Warning Over Social Media Trend Saying It Could Kill Your Dog.
What is it?
Okay. A vet has spoken out against the TikTok trend, which says could be very dangerous. There is a veterinarian that is telling people do not give ibuprofen to your dogs. Because apparently this is a trend on TikTok where people are giving that to their pets for some reason. And so he is telling you not to do that.
Yikes.
Because it is very bad.
I have never heard of
that. So, I mean, there's actual... Look, don't ever give your dog any people stuff. That's what vets are for. They have very specific medicine. Because if you are doing this, do not follow the TikTok trend of giving your dog ibuprofen, okay?
Okay.
Because you'll kill your dog.
Well, it's been a while since we've talked to the voice of doom.
Oh, man.
And we thought things have been a little too chipper around here.
Where has she been?
Where has the voice of doom been? And so we are excited to welcome back to KMOX Pamela Falk, United Nations correspondent, contributor to U.S. News and World Report. Pam, it's good to talk to you.
Amy and Chris, it's great to talk to you. And I had hoped against hope, especially in baseball season, that I would have good news. But it's pretty grim on the world stage.
Yeah. Well,
that's why we had you.
That's why we had you on.
Look,
wouldn't have expected anything less.
Can't all be fun and rainbows and popcorn around here, you know? We wanted to have something bad. So you tell us what's bad right now.
Yeah. What's pressing today? What's
all
pressing
right.
today?
No one should go to fallout shelters, but there is news within the last hour that Iran has suspended cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog. Now, this comes obviously after the U.S. and Israel strikes against the Iran nuclear program and a ceasefire. And the hope was that now they would get back to talking to this nuclear watchdog who I interviewed last month, the Rafael Grossi of the IAEA, and that would get them back to, okay, we don't want a nuclear program. Now, they've always said they don't want a nuclear program, but what the International Watchdog Agency found was that they were stockpiling about 800 pounds of this highly enriched uranium that could enable the government to build about 10 bombs. And so the idea was get them back on track. And this looks like it's going in the opposite direction. And that comes as there's hope for a ceasefire with U.S., Israel, and Gaza, but that hasn't come yet either. So the Middle East is in flux, and we're watching the budget negotiations where a lot of the U.S. aid is being cut back. So that, in addition to this morning, right now as we speak, there's a Security Council meeting on Haiti where the gangs have sort of taken over. There's also UN budget cuts, both domestically, I mean, within UN and within the US budget. So it's not very good, but there is one piece of good news, and that's the High Seas Treaty, meaning some regulation of dumping of plastics and other pollutants into the oceans, because the oceans are the Wild West, is getting very close. So that's a tad a bit of good news.
Yeah. So you wrote about that for U.S. News. Yes. and World Report. So what is it? What exactly does it mean? What is the agreement?
Well, as both of you and I have discussed, the UN is, I mean, the world is in such a bad place. I have to tell you that this was the one article that my sons seized on, and they're throwing out plastic bottles, and they're throwing out, they're very worried about this, and they're in their 30s. So this is an issue that's very high on the agenda for a lot of people. What the UN has found is how much plastics are in the microplastics, they call them, the small amount of plastics after plastics that we throw into the garbage degrade, that's getting into the human system. So what they have found is in a new report that it's almost 20% of brains of dementia patients who died of dementia had 20% had more plastics in their brains than others. So that, in addition to the fact that it has an impact on lungs, I guess it is bad news still, but the good news is people are aware of it, and there are ways to mitigate it, to try to keep plastics out of your body. And that's in addition to the fact that my sons took note of this article more than others, is something that the next generation really has to worry about.
Pam, I know we talked about the UN and when it was formed, how the world has changed since it's formed. I've been very critical of the UN. I know you've pointed out flaws, for instance, when Russia, kind of towards the beginning of the war, when it was invading Ukraine, you had Russian diplomats speaking at the UN on everything but invading Ukraine, like just dodging right. The elephant in the room. And so we know the UN is very big on condemning Israel over and over and over again, but not Afghanistan or Iran, where women are being oppressed. So I point out those criticisms, but what? Right. Where do you see the UN being effective? Where do you, for its flaws, where do you see it working well?
Well, that's a very good question, Amy, and you've been here.
Yeah.
Now, you've been here in September when the UN has its big party of the year, when all the countries, 193 countries, come to New York to UN headquarters here. And this year, the UN is turning 80. So that's a big deal at the UN, because they're trying to figure out how to make it more efficient and be able to do things on the world stage. I mean, the whole idea was peace and security in addition to all else that the UN does, and it hasn't succeeded. And that's because the world is very divided right now. Now, that doesn't answer your question, which is, what does the UN do well? It distributes food when it gets money from its member states. It's really ultimately a club of its members. So it has to rely on its members, and the world is in a crazy place right now. So it hasn't gotten better, and the criticism of Israel is overwhelming, no question. And that's mainly in the General Assembly, where it's one country, one vote. It's sort of more like the Congress. And in the Security Council, Israel is protected mainly by the United States. But the issues of condemning Hamas, which the UN has not done, the issues of Ukraine, where the US is cutting off some of the weapons to Ukraine, and Russia just seems to have free rein right now and is continuing and increasing its attacks. So the UN is trying by September to come up with a plan in which there would be more ability to make a difference in the world, which is what the UN did in 80 years ago to stop World War III. And right now, it doesn't seem to be doing that. I believe that the institution can help in places like Sudan, where there's overwhelming famine and now cholera. I mean, terrible things. And in refugees. But most countries, including the United States, are dealing with migrant flows as a national issue now. And so the UN has to, it's sort of a moment of truth for the UN to find a way to be back in a negotiating position. I mean, you know from being here that every one of these ambassadors has a direct line to their heads of state. So it was always created to, as one of the UN secretaries general said, to save it from hell, not reach heaven. And so the idea here is at least to have a negotiating. And that's been marginalized. If the UN can get back at the center where Israel and Iran and US and France and the major powers, US, UK, France, Russia, China, which was set 80 years ago, can sit down and try to negotiate these ceasefires, it would be in a better position. And that's what they're trying to do. But Amy, your criticisms are well founded.
Pamela, before we let you go, are there any implications for the United Nations in this big, beautiful bill if it passes the House?
Yes, absolutely. And that is mainly that this bill, the big, beautiful bill for fiscal year 26, proposes an 83% cut in U.S. funding for the United Nations. So that, in addition to the cuts that have already taken place to the World Food Program, and which is always run by an American, and UNICEF, which focuses on children, all of that is going to make the UN less effective. That's a big problem. So that's one of the big implications of that bill.
Pamela Falk, we love talking to you. We appreciate that it wasn't all doom today.
Yes. And Chris and Amy, I do have to say the Yankees and Cardinals are playing 3 games in August. So we got New York and St. Louis in August, where you are. And so I may have to make my way there.
Oh,
yes.
If you do, that would be fantastic.
Let us know. We can get you tickets. You could probably get good tickets too, but I mean, you know, we're the Cardinals station.
I'll give you a call.
Yes.
Let us know. We'd love to have you in.
All right. Take care and be well. And I'll try to work these things out at our end.
All right.
Thank you, Pam. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Pamela Falk, UN correspondent, contributor to US News and World Report. She is the bringer of doom and gloom.
How is she the bringer of doom, but so pleasant?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Maybe that's why she's good at it.
Because she is pleasant?
She's so pleasant. She's so kind. She's so generous with her time that even though she's bringing doom and gloom, you feel a little better about yourself.
Well, I feel pretty good right now.
Me too.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji, we love you on KMOX.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. A short show today because we've got Cardinals baseball.
Oh, yeah. The pregame show is at 10:40 today.
Trying not to get swept.
Yeah. 11:35 first pitch. Cardinals, Pirates. They've been shut out the first two games.
Yeah, that's not great. Not great. So hopefully we score runs today. Hey, I was talking about the Super Jam 80 when I mentioned it was 125 degrees on the field and Sammy Hagar and Journey were there. John is watching on Facebook and he messages us and says, I was at Super Jam 80. I was 16 years old and my late buddy Smitty and I made our first solo trip into the city for it. It was my very first concert and what a concert it was. All the bands were great, but headliners Journey and Sammy Hagar tore the place up. Yes, it was blisteringly hot, but Smitty and I had sense enough to stay off the stadium floor and keep cool, relatively speaking, in the shades of the stands. Fun fact, somewhere I still have my ticket and commemorative Casey t-shirt.
Oh, you should take that t-shirt to the Malibu.
Yeah, there's a little boutique store in Malibu, John. I don't know if you heard about this, but our friend Dave Grelli is in Malibu.
From the Pleiadors.
Yep. He found a shirt in this store, and it was a 1980s Casey t-shirt with Sweet Meat the Pig on it. And guess how much they were asking for it, John? $350.
Are you going to let John answer?
No, we don't got time. We got a hard out here.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. Good point.
But anyway, John, that sucker could be worth some dough. You just got to bring it to Malibu.
There's a lot of money in Malibu, so yes. Maybe $350 is nothing to those people.
I'll tell you who it is. It's like some 20-year-old with dad's credit card who thinks it's so ironic to have an old school radio. No idea. I guarantee you have no idea what
KC
state.
Is.
Yeah, they have no idea it's from Missouri. They just see that it's an old school radio with a pig. They might even think it's fake. They might think it's a fake radio station, and they're buying it because it's cool and so rare, not knowing that an entire state of middle-aged Missourians have that t-shirt.
I need to, in a donation bin of some kind, we need to go to California and drop a couple of our KMOX t-shirts there, see what happens.
Yeah.
I think that would go over really well. Do we have any t-shirts?
We've got a prize closet.
We need more t-shirts. I think people would buy t-shirts if we sold t-shirts from KMOX.
I bought myself a sweatshirt. I made myself a sweatshirt.
I did too.
With Moxie, the baseball.
Moxie, the baseball guy.
Yeah. I wanted a company polo with our logo, and somebody said, okay, we'll give it to this one guy. He'll stitch it on for you.
Yeah.
Like, you got to home make your own company.
No, clothes. Man, we should have t-shirts.
What kind of low-rent organization is this?
We should sell
KMOX
t-shirts on our website and let people buy them. I think they would.
Well, I would buy them.
Well, I would steal them because I work here.
I don't know why we don't have more swag. You know what I want? A KMOX backpack. Tell you what, people notice those backpacks. When you have a branded backpack, people go, oh, hey, because think of everyone behind you. They all see it.
That's right. There was somebody when I interned here who had, and I'm sure a lot of people did, the KMOX laptop bag. That would be great to have one of those.
They had those?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There was at least one.
Listen,
I saw it.
We are so far from this. We're still trying to get plastic forks.
I don't think we need plastic forks.
Anyway, speaking of KMOX, Maria Kina.
She's wonderful.
She's a wonderful reporter. She started looking into Walgreens and how certain Walgreens across the really St. Louis area, the bi-state area, not just one Walgreens, were closed during regular business hours. Pharmacies would randomly be closed. People who relied on medication, specifically medication that you need to pick up regularly, were having trouble getting that medication. So she threw it out there to people, like, hey, is anyone else having this issue with Walgreens? She got hundreds of responses.
I get a notice on the email stating that they are in the process of refilling my automatic refill. And that was on a week ago Sunday. And then I went in there on Wednesday because I hadn't heard from them. And they said, oh, it'll be here later today. Well, they closed. I went back at 3 and they were closed.
I've contacted already Walgreens corporate and get no response. The problem is not just, stores closing. I don't know what's going on with Walgreens.
Maria Kina also reached out to Walgreens corporate and they have not heard anything from them.
But wow. We have heard from Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, and Maria told him about this, story, this investigation and what she found. And Attorney General Bailey said, okay, well, before we can pursue an investigation, we need the complaints from the people. And so on KMOX.com, there's a link where if you are having issues with Walgreens, you're not able to get your prescriptions, they're not open during regular business hours, or they're not open when they say they're going to be open and you can't contact anyone, you need to share those complaints officially with the Attorney General. There's a link on KMOX.com. Easy to follow so that you can do that. But the Attorney General does need those before they can pursue an investigation.
And it says so on the story on KMOX.com, but there is a phone number. The web address is way too long. Can't really give it to you, and it won't make sense. But you can call 800-392-8222, 392-8222, and that's an 800 number. So if you want to do it that way, you can. But this is, that's the first woman that we just played, who Maria spoke to, she was waiting days for a prescription. It should be like a couple hours, you know, at most.
Yeah.
And again, when we talked about this story the first time, anybody who has medication, and a lot of times older people have several medications that they take and they rely on them and they need them. And it's not the kind of thing where they can wait days for it sometimes. So, and that's not just true of older people, but younger people have conditions. Yeah. And I can't imagine the horror of showing up to a pharmacy expecting to pick up your medication that you need, and it's just closed randomly.
Yeah, what's interesting is that, you know, it's regular hours where they're closed. I would think if they were having severe staffing issues, they would let them know that. I just have to say, personally, and this is just me, and I don't have a ton of medication, but I haven't had any issues. The Walgreens have been open, but that just because I've had some good experiences doesn't mean people aren't having hard experiences.
Yeah, I was driving down Manchester and McCausland the other day, and that Walgreens there on the corner just gone. And I had gone to it, I don't know, like a week prior. Yeah. I didn't know they were closing. That just...
A week prior?
Yeah, like a week or two ahead of time. It was just gone.
Yeah.
It's really nuts. All right. So if you do have a problem and you would like to file a complaint with the state and Attorney General Bailey, do that. Go to KMOX.com and find the story there. And the link that you need and the phone number that you need is there as well. Cardinals baseball is coming up soon. We got a few more minutes with us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Hey,
Chris,
Amy,
Raji.
Don't, before you say something.
Oh, no.
Did you wish Julie Tristan a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Julie Tristan. You just saw her in the kitchen, didn't you?
I did. And she said, did you know it's my birthday? So I said, hey, happy birthday.
Oh, that was super nice.
Because I'm nice.
I couldn't because I was tuning you out since you were complaining about your move still. Matt, watching us.
No. I'm complaining about the unpacking.
Yeah.
It's different.
Totally unrelated to the move. Matt on YouTube was watching us, says, the next move I make, it is to the cemetery. That's how bad the last move was.
Moving. Sucks. Even if you have movers and help, it sucks. It's the packing and the unpacking and all the stuff. Just too much.
Why?
It just sucks.
Matt Pajeski moved.
All right. I lived in this place for 8.5 years. You know how much crap you accumulate in 8.5 years
being
in a place?
Are you just being diplomatic and you don't want to blame your wife and kids for all the stuff?
Also, I'm going through a pretty horrible divorce right now. The move has cost me money. She's costing me money.
Is that why you're going to Chicago this weekend?
Yeah.
To have her sign the papers?
I'm going to get the rest of my things, my belongings.
Well, they're not going to fit in your new place from the sound of
things. You know what? And I think I'm just going to leave with the kids, too. I'm not going to...
Oh, my gosh. There's going to be lawyers.
I'm going to show up here one day with two... What if I showed up and I had two children with me?
One, not the most surprising thing ever. And two... I do want to be here for that. Do not let me miss that.
Yeah.
Don't let me miss that. Dude, sure. And they're going to have little black glasses and a hat just like
you. No, they have perfect vision.
No, they have glasses.
No, they wouldn't have. I didn't need the glasses until college. Really after college.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. We have a question of the week at Chris Amy KMOX. It is, how do you greet your coworkers every day? Because Ranj and I barely acknowledge each other. We don't say hi.
And we're in the same office.
It's so weird. So do you say, hey, hi? Or, how are you? Do you have a nonverbal acknowledgement? Or do you do nothing? You just keep walking. That is on our Twitter poll. Chris Amy KMOX. We need to hear from you. The results will be revealed tomorrow? I think tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I have the poll run till Friday. We're not going to be here Friday.
Oh my gosh,
why would you do
guy.
That? You didn't know it was the 4th of July?
This is the second week in a row he's messed up the poll.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe Hancock and Kelly can share the results.
Where did Steve find you? A flea market?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You think it's a market? They sell fleas, don't you? that is, yes, so we will have the results at the end of the week. So either tomorrow or Friday.
And don't forget our charity of the week, Covenant House, covenanthousemo.org, helping at-risk kids, doing incredible work for kids who have been trafficked, kids who are gotten a bad loop with drugs or whatever it may be, providing a safe home for them and resources and education and career training. covenanthousemo.org.
100 acts of kindness in our partnership with Jerry Kelly We are so excited to be able to bring you. And by the way, we want you to keep mentioning to us. Let us know if there's somebody in the community doing good and they need to be acknowledged. Let us know about that. You can always text or at Chris Amy KMOX. All right. Cardinals baseball is coming up. Back with you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Anything you missed on the Odyssey app. Bye.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.